Braves taking on the Dodgers. Alex Wood 11-0 facing his former team and facing Jaime Garcia, who was rumored to be headed to the Twins. That did not happen. Let's pick it up top one.
Line, base hit to left. And the Braves do have a crooked number in the first inning. RBI sharp single to left for Flowers. And it's 2-0 Atlanta. So off a couple of signs, now he's ready. And he turns it loose. And it swung on and popped up on the infield. Bellinger can't find it. Wood will drop the ball. Fair ball. Two-run score. Heading for second is Garcia. The throw down there, not in time. And I think Dusk just took a bite out of the Dodgers. Bellinger, the first baseman, couldn't find it. It was up to Alex Wood. And Wood was having trouble locating it. He came over by the first base line, but was still in fair territory. And it hit, I think, off the heel of his glove. The Braves were alertly running the bases despite the fact that it was just a seemingly simple pop-up. And Wood just had it clang off his glove and roll into foul territory. 2-2 pitch. Lifted to left with authority. Back toward the wall. That ball is gone for Freddie Freeman to the opposite field. Solo home run off Alex Wood. That is Alex Wood. The first home run of the season yielded to a left-handed batter. And it's 5-0 Braves. 18th home run, RBI number 38 for Freddie Freeman.
Fly ball belted deep right field. Puig going back. Track wall. It's a grand slam. How about them apples? If he's on the block, the price is going up. A grand slam on an 0-2 count. And Jaime Garcia, as I said earlier, one of these days he's going to run into one. He just hit a missile. And Alex Wood, who'd given up 2 home runs all year, has given up 2 home runs in this inning. And Jaime ready. Bounding ball to third. Rodriguez has it. Jaime Garcia says the Dodgers come on and get some. He is having himself a great night. 12-1, Atlanta the lead after 6. Did he go? He went. And it's a check swing strikeout of Chris Taylor. And Garcia is through 7 innings. Atlanta 12, Dodgers 3. What a night for Jaime Garcia.
Braves send the Dodgers to their most lopsided loss this season by a 12-3 score. The first time since June 6th that the Dodgers have lost back-to-back games. Alex Wood finally takes a loss. It was quite the roller coaster, to say the least, for Jaime Garcia. Earlier on Friday, multiple reports had him heading to the Minnesota Twins in a trade, but that deal fell through, and Garcia took the mound for the Braves as scheduled on Friday night, much to the Dodgers' chagrin. Garcia not only turned in 7 innings of 3-run ball, he also became the first Braves pitcher to hit a grand slam in a game since 1966. Garcia summed up his wild day following the Braves' 12-3 win over the Dodgers on Friday night.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you guys that I didn't hear about it because I had a lot of people reaching out to me about it. But I, to be honest with you, I really don't pay attention to anything that's going on that's out of my control. I don't have any social media. I don't read anything that's said about me. So. I was aware there was some stuff going on, but
how have these?
I'm an Atlanta Brave, and yeah, I'm excited that I'm still here.
To pitch that well against the hottest offense in baseball, and then also hit a grand slam off one of the hottest pitchers in baseball, it's got to be a hell of a night for you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I usually don't smile a lot with you guys, but that was pretty unbelievable. I think I've never hit a grand slam in my life, not even when I was in Little League. So. That was pretty cool, and like you said, you know, it's a really good team, really good lineup. I knew it was going to be a tough challenge, and against a really good pitcher as well. But I was able to, you know, execute my pitches for the most part, and you know, get a W.
How nice was it the way the offense was able to score some runs early and kind of get to Alex Wood and give you that cushion? Were you able to kind of just settle in and do your thing?
Yeah, it was nice, but at the same time, it's going back to the to what I was saying earlier. I really don't pay attention to any of the things that I can't control. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my job is to execute pitches until they take me out, regardless of the score. But, you know, like you said, it's a really good pitcher, really good team, and to get some support earlier is pretty nice.
You're behind that count 0-2 to Alex Wood. What are you thinking there? You get that pitch and you unload on
him. He threw me a really good slider in the pitch before, and I'm thinking, put it in play. You know, I just put it in play, and you know, he I guess he made a mistake, and you know, put, hit the ball out. I guess. Yeah.
You break and rise for a while. Ball that hard before that was loud.
I got a couple other home runs, and I've hit a couple doubles, but yeah, by far this is the best moment in my hitting career, not just for the grand slam, but being able to do it against that pitcher on that account. So.
How much did it help you, I guess, early on? You kind of breezed through a few innings. How did it help you, I guess, going forward?
Yeah, no, it's a good, you know, set a good tempo. And I was able to make some pitches early on and keep them off balance. And we were able to score some runs. So it's, you know, like I said, I knew it was going to be a tough challenge for me. But I was able to stay locked in for the most part.
These last two starts, you've really got to be happy with the way things are going for you here.
Yeah. No, I feel good. You know, I'm feel good physically. I'm working hard and just taking it one start at a time.
I know you said you don't focus on things you can't control, but it's hard to ignore all this chatter. So how have these past 24 hours from yesterday until right now been for you?
Yeah, like I said, I was aware of stuff that was going on because of family members and friends reaching out. But again, I knew I was facing the Dodgers tonight, and last night when I went home, my focus was 100% on getting ready for this start, and just continue to focus on doing the same thing.
Behind a tremendous all-around performance from starter Jaime Garcia, who was rumored to be heading to the Twins in a trade earlier on Friday, the Braves took down the Dodgers by a 12-3 score as they've handled the Dodgers back-to-back losses, something no team had done since early June. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
Very impressed how he just put everything aside and did his job and was really good again. It's like he was the other day, I mean, on Sunday. So that's pretty impressive the way he separated everything and stayed focused and gave us a great start.
He had that huge lead and yet he continued to bear down.
He just kept pounding the strike zone and getting after hitters and was real, you could just tell in the lookout, you know, the lookout on his, in his eye or what, he would just stayed aggressive and tuned in to what he was doing.
What about what you guys did against Alex Wood, a guy who's given up like nothing?
I know. I just kind of hope maybe the odds are with us that he's due to maybe have a day. And we had some good at-bats. I mean, he's had a great year and just a good night for us.
With Jaime, do you feel like that aggressiveness has been the biggest key for him in the last couple of starts?
That, you know, that and his command. I mean, when he's not walking guys and getting that ball in the strike zone, he's tough to hit at because, it, you know, style, like I say, we always talk about the movement and he's got good stuff. So it's and just like the other day, I expect him to do that every time out.
What are you thinking when that ball comes off the bat, the grand slam ball?
It was a good at bat there too. I mean, and you know, against this club, anytime you keep adding on runs, it's a good thing because they're so dangerous and can come back so quick. And so it was just, you know, good to continue to keep scoring.
Thank all your home
runs. Yeah, he hit a cut few balls hard tonight, and it was just a good offensive night. Guys had a good approach and did a really good job.
Two nights in a row. Can you talk about what you've done to this team, two straight games to open the series?
Well, I mean, it's hopefully we can go out there and win one tomorrow and take the series. But it's baseball. You never know. I mean, it's you know, we come off a really tough series at home, getting swept by the Cubs, and came out here, and the guys kind of put that behind them, and we've played two pretty good ball games so far.
You're 500 through this really tough stretch of games. You've got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, very pleased. You know, we were hit away from taking that first game against the Cubs the other day, and but that's good because this is, you know, like I say, it's a rough stretch of games, and these guys have responded, and we're playing pretty good baseball.
That hit Garcia's a grand slam. That's one of the loudest balls I've ever heard hit out of Dodger Stadium. Was that loud for you?
Yeah, I mean, I get caught up and watching, and Tyler's was really loud to me. Jaime's not as much as his.
The Braves try to keep things rolling Saturday behind Julio Teheran. He'll be opposed by Rich Hill.